Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun. The werewolf part of the curse is sealed with the moonstone.
You must be Elena. We look exactly alike.
You're a Petrova doppelganger. You're the key to breaking the curse.
You know my daughter, Elena. It's getting really easy being you.
I don't want you here.
We all want the same thing. Klaus dead. The oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me.
Elijah had no weapon to kill Klaus, but he believed that if a witch could channel enough power, it wouldn't need one.
Like the power you get from a spot marked with 100 dead witches.
I'm a vampire. I can't let you leave. Can you not let this
human? What did you do to my sister?
Jenna keeps asking about Isabel.
Isabel, he's dead.
Hi. You must be Jenna. I'm Elena's mother, Isabel. Hello, Elena. It's nice to see you again. Again? So you're the woman who's dating my husband. I need to speak to Elena. May I come in?
No, don't. Don't invite her in.
I need to talk to you, Elena.
No.
You knew she was still alive.
Rick? John, did they know?
I can explain everything. Jenna,
no.
No, Jenna, please. Jenna, please. Wait. Jenna, please, wait. Jenna, you have to talk to me. I need to explain what's going on. Jenna, please.
Isabel just showed up at the front doorstep.
What's she doing here?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to go find out.
I don't think that you should tell her that I'm here.
What? Why?
It's better if she and John not know that I stayed in town after I got out of the tomb.
You're the one in cahoots with them. You made a deal with John and almost got me killed.
I did what I had to get out of the tomb. Now I'm reconsidering my alliance.
What do you know?
I know that I want Klaus dead, which puts me squarely on team you. Besides, if you two ever need me to swap places with Elena again, the less people know that I'm here, the better. Think about it, Stefan. Come on. Be smart.
Tell you what, why don't you call Lark and let him know that his wife just showed up on his girlfriend's doorstep. Hey, is she up yet?
She won't come out of her room.
What'd you tell her?
Nothing. She won't talk to me.
We're gonna have to fix this, Elena.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I don't want you here, Rick. You need to go.
Listen, I can't begin to imagine what you must be feeling right now.
Rage and betrayal would pretty much cover it. Where are you going?
I'm going to stay on campus. I have a thesis to write, and I don't want to be in this house.
Jenna, please, just stop. Let us explain to you exactly what is going on.
Elena, I need you to go to the Lockwoods today and accept the Historical Society's check for your mom's foundation.
Okay, but Jenna, please, just, I don't have it in me to hear any more lies from you. Jenna, just...
Let her go. It's better that she's not here, what with everything that's going on. But maybe had you been a little more honest with her from the beginning.
Sorry, Elena.
You know this is your fault, right?
Right.
I can't find him anywhere. He's not at home. He's not answering his phone.
How could you let him go?
My mom walked in and he just took off. I didn't know what to do.
Did your mom hear anything?
No, she just thinks we're fighting. But he knows about me and he's freaking out about Vicky.
Listen, you have to find him. You have to calm him down. Compel him if you have to. Is he still on the ravine?
I slipped it into his soda when he's at work, but I didn't get to last night, so it's out of his system. He has a catering shift at the Lockwoods today. I'm going to try there. Call Matt.
Calling Matt.
You reach Matt. Leave a message.
This is bad. Between Isabel and Jenna and now Matt, this is disaster, God.
Yeah. Elena, can you come downstairs, please? I need to talk to you.
I have nothing to say to you.
Please. It's important. You too, Stefan.
For a do-over. You invited her in?
She has information about Klaus. Please, just listen to her, okay?
All right. What do you know?
Since I was last here, I've been doing everything possible to find Klaus. We knew our best chance was to find him before he could find you.
Best chance of what?
Keeping Elena alive.
You don't get to talk, okay? Not after everything you've done.
Were you able to find Klaus?
No. Nobody knows where he is. But there are these rumors that are flying around that a doppelganger exists.
Which means any vampire that wants to get in favor with Klaus will be lining up to capture you.
I'm not buying any of this. The last time that you were here, you made it clear that you didn't give a damn about me. Now all of a sudden I'm supposed to believe that you want to help.
Isabel's been helping all along. Klaus has been obsessed with finding Catherine for centuries. All it would take was any one of those 1864 tomb vampires to spread the word around that Catherine was still alive, and it would bring him straight here to Mystic Falls, where you were bound to be discovered. So we killed them.
And almost killed Stefan and Damon in the process.
Yeah.
I have a safe house that I can take you to. The deed is in your name. No vampires can get in without your permission. Not even me. Let me help you. It would help. And get the hell out of my house.
Yep. Everybody's dead.
We should pack up the grimoires. I spent years collecting them. I want to make sure they're safe.
You know, we could just get another match and cremate them.
Don't be disrespectful. Oh, damn.
Fine. I'll bury him.
What exactly are we looking for?
According to Luca's dad, one of these contains a spell that'll let me harness the energy that's left behind when a witch dies violently.
I didn't know you and Father Witch were so close.
We weren't. But when he gave me my powers back, he gave me a message. If I can find the spot in town where the old Salem witches were burned, I can harness their energy to use when I need it.
Great. We'll have to put that on our list of things to do today. Harness ancient dead witch power.
You know where the witches were burned?
Did I forget to mention that?
Are we going to have to read through every one of these books till we find the right spell?
Not exactly. It's this one.
Great. Grab the rest. Let's go.
Merci, mon chéri. Nice house. Nicest foreclosure in town. It's good to see you, Catherine.
I hear you've been busy.
Yes, I have. I've been busy making a deal with Klaus to save your life. Here. A vintner I knew in Avenue.
Mmm, it's tasty. So, what was it, the surprise visit to the Gilbert house?
John told me Rick was dating Auntie Vanilla. I got jealous.
You've obviously got John wrapped around your finger. If
he invited you in the house.
He thinks I'm helping him protect Elena, so he's been very useful in keeping me informed on everything that's been going on.
So tell me what you know.
You were right. I couldn't get anywhere near Klaus, but I found my way to someone in his trusted circle. One of his witches. He said that Klaus is willing to grant you your freedom if we deliver the Moonstone and the Doppelganger.
I can get the Moonstone.
You know, Catherine, you'd be betraying yourself to our boys again.
I was more than willing to play it their way if I had to, but they're floundering. Their witch has lost her powers and they've used their only weapon to kill Elijah. If I stick with them, I'm dead. You showing up changes everything.
Think that Isabel's telling the truth, that word's gotten out about the doppelganger?
Look, I don't trust a word that she says, but I think we'd be stupid to ignore the warning.
You know, you should just stay here. It's better for us to keep an eye on you.
What, in the house that any vampire can enter?
No, her house is safer.
Well, then we'll stay there.
So, is that the plan? Neither of you let me out of your sight again?
Let me know when you come up with a better one.
Fine, then one of you two bodyguards is gonna have to come with me to the Lockwood luncheon.
That'd be me.
Not me. I have witch stuff to attend to with Bonnie.
Does that mean that you're taking her to the...
Don't get quiet on my account. If you have a plan to combat the impending vampire doom, please do tell. Seriously. What is the plan to get us out of this mess, I delivered you a moonstone, a werewolf, and a dagger to lure and kill Klaus. And right now, all you have is a moonstone. Of course, you tell me.
No, we haven't.
Where is it?
A very safe place.
I've been honest with you. Time to return the favor.
Let me be honest with you. Don't mistake the fact that we even set you on fire in your sleep for trust.
Fine. Be that way.
Marshall hasn't been able to figure out what caused the fire at this scene, but he did find blood. No body, just blood.
You think vampires were involved?
I'm starting to assume the answer to that is always a yes.
Mrs. Lockwood, have you seen Matt? I thought he was working a catering shift at today's luncheon.
No, I haven't, honey. Sorry. But if you see him, could you ask if he's heard from Tyler?
Yeah, of course. Still no word from him?
No, the note he left said he needed time to figure some things out, but I wish I knew where he was.
Excuse me.
Hey, any luck finding Matt?
None. What if he tells somebody? What if he tells everybody?
No, we just gotta find him and make sure this doesn't happen. Do you have any idea where he would be?
I wish I did, but he wasn't really one to run. This wasn't how it was supposed to happen. You know, I was supposed to tell him at the right moment, in the right way, and he was supposed to be okay with it because he loves me.
Well, I'll be fine then. I just have to accept this thing for Jenna.
All right, well, call me when you're done, and I'll be out looking for him.
Maybe I'll come around.
You did.
Is this the spot Emily Bennett was killed too?
Founders thought it was poetic, burning her where the other witches burned.
How do you know where the witches were burned?
Because I tried to save her. And it was just my key to getting Catherine back before I knew what a nasty little bitch Catherine was.
You sure it's the right place?
My ring's not working.
do something.
I don't think the witches like you being here.
I guess this is the right place.
Let me go. Wait outside.
Yeah, we don't have any loose ends.
You may not. I do. I need to apologize to you.
It's a little late for that.
No, not for what I've done in the past. We're beyond that. Although I am sorry for outing you to your girlfriend. That was petty of me.
Look, whatever jacked up vampire amends that you're trying to make with me right now, I'm not interested.
Of course not, because I compelled you to let me go. I realize that I don't want to do what I have to do without you knowing how much I loved you. And I did. I loved you so much. He's all yours.
This.
You worried about me?
Yeah, of course I am.
I'm sure.
volunteered to accept the donation to the Miranda Summers Gilbert Scholarship Fund is Alina Gilbert.
What are you doing here?
I'm creating a distraction. Society was my mom's baby. She considered all of you family and would be honored and touched by this gift.
About John being not so dead.
What the hell is she?
I'm sorry, Seth, but I can't have you following me.
For the scare. It was just a bad fall. Paramedics are on their way.
How is he?
He's dead.
He'll be fine in a couple hours.
What are you talking about? Damon, he's dead.
Well, here's the thing. John's ring, it's an old Gilbert family heirloom that protects its owner from death by a supernatural entity.
But he's not breathing. He has no pulse.
He will be. Trust me.
We're going to need a cover story.
Epileptic fit. I'll call Benj, Benampio, whatever works. But right now, I just have to get him out of here.
Yeah. It's a false alarm at the Lockwoods. Okay. Good. Thanks.
Sheriff Forbes.
What? What's wrong?
I want to see Vicky's file.
What?
My sister, I want to see her file. I want to see how you covered up that she was killed by a vampire.
Matt, you need to calm down. You're upset. You don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie
to me. Matt, you need to calm down now.
Be you and Elena.
What?
good to go? I'm at your house. Oh, we have to hurry. Damon knows your lodging tricks. It'll take him all 20 minutes to find out where you're staying.
We'll be long gone before that.
Good. How far are you?
I'm sorry, Catherine. I had to do what I was told. He wanted the moonstone and he wanted you.
He who? Hey, Matt, if you're listening to this, it means you've listened to the last 25 messages I've left you, which all say the same thing. So, call me.
Something in the grimoire to help us translate that chant.
It was just a warning.
What kind of warning?
It's not important.
Look, it is important to me, okay?
It's a lot of power to have access to. They're just telling me to be careful with it.
Well, exactly how much power can you draw from 100 dead wishes?
The answer to your question is a lot.
Think this is the house?
Better be. It's the nicest foreclosure in town.
Swear to God, if she's not here,
I'd be such a pessimist. I got upstairs.
Isabel's stuff is definitely the right place.
Where are they?
I don't know, Stefan.
Because you can't be compelled doesn't mean I can't force you to come with me.
So is that what happened? You were compelled to betray Catherine?
If I was, I couldn't tell you.
So you lied. You did find Klaus, didn't you? He knows where I am now. Are you taking me to him? What is this?
My parents, your grandparents, they put it here when it became clear that the police
weren't going to find my body. They visit every week and they bring flowers, even though there's no one buried here. The Isabel they knew is dead. So maybe there's a part of me that's buried here, that the human part. The part that I abandoned when I chose to become a vampire. The part that used to dream about the day that she'd know her daughter. Instead, you got to meet the other part. The part that would betray her own flesh and blood.
I have Catherine in the Moonstone.
Is the doppelganger safe?
Yes.
Then let her go.
Let her go?
Klaus has everything he needs for now.
Your part is finished.
You did what he compelled you to do.
I'm done?
You're done.
Who is that? I'm so sorry, Elena. Such a disappointment to you in the woods, I made you forget. And I promised myself I would stay away from you, but I couldn't. Because I love you. I do. I love you, Matt, so much. I'm so sorry about what happened to Vicky.
Sister's dead, and all of my friends are liars. You're...
I'm still me. I'm still me. It's just... I'm just...
No, no. This is too much. All of this is just too much. I don't want to know this.
Tell me what I can do. Tell me what I can do. I want to help you.
You can make me forget. You've done it to me before.
Don't think so.
Please make me forget, Caroline. I don't want to look at you and see what I'm seeing right now.
But maybe after a little
just make me forget, Caroline.
Okay. I never thought I would feel bad about her being dead, and yet...
She was your mother.
Why did they let me go?
Anything that John told us, but we have to assume that Klaus knows, right?
So he knows that you're not going to turn yourself into a vampire. He knows that you have us keeping you safe.
He knows I'm not going to run.
Which is why we need to take some precautions. Because we got played. All of us.
What's this?
It's a deed to our house. It's in Zach's name. As soon as you sign it, it'll be in your name.
You're giving me your house?
Isabel, the right idea with the safe house. Just stay here till it's all over. That way you can control who gets invited and who doesn't.
Although I'll be super pissed if you lock me out.
I have no idea what she was going to do. I'm sorry.
I'm so, so sorry.
Damon, let him go. He and I need to talk. I told you to not worry about that.
A warning. That's all you felt like telling me? It's just some kind of warning, Bonnie. It says if you use too much of your powers at once, it'll kill you.
How much would it take to kill an original?
All of it.
No. I'm not going to let you do that.
Jeremy, you think I was born with these powers so I could float feathers and blow out candles? There's a reason I was called to do this.
They was called to get themselves killed. Plus, Elena's not going to let you die for her.
That's why you're not going to tell her.
Do you even understand what you're saying right now?
It's not just for Elena, Jeremy. It's for you. It's for everyone. If I am the only one who can put an end to this, then it'll be my decision. No one else's. Mine.
You told me what happened last night. I want you to tell me everything she said.
I feel like she died.
She did.
I always knew that she and Catherine were close, but I never realized that Isabel and her were working against me. Two of the world's most uncaring and selfish vampires, and yet they were genuinely friends.
If that's what you thought of her, why did you ever put your trust in her at all?
Because I was there when she gave birth to you, Elena. I saw how heartbroken she was to give you up. And because she was the first girl I ever loved. And when she said she'd help keep you safe, I believed her. At this point, I will do whatever you want me to do. If you feel safer with me not around, then I'll go.
You screw up everything, John. Everything you touch just falls apart.
Hey, Bonnie said the spell worked. She's locked and loaded.
At least something went right today. Catherine has no idea that Bonnie got her powers back. And Isabel had no idea what you and Jeremy took Bonnie to do today. We're the only ones who know. It literally makes Bonnie a secret weapon.